of skill set does he have, in especially goal line short yard situations that maybe Bradford or the other quarterbacks don't have?
Well, obviously Tim's build, and there's plenty of years of him, Tim doing what Tim does, but he can run the ball. He's displayed an ability to break tackles, and you know he's got a really terrific set of legs that allow him to become a threat to run the football. So, you know, that's probably what's unique about him. And then I think he's developed well within our offense in terms of what we ask him to do when we try to or attempt him to throw the ball.
Getting back to that optionality. So when quarterback comes to the line and you see what they're showing, does that eliminate one set of options and put another set in play?
It depends. It depends on what we're trying to do. Sometimes there's something you can do pre-snap. Sometimes there's decisions you make, you know, once the ball is snapped and you decide to run it or pass it. So it's a combination. You know, this can be said for really all quarterback play. You know, you take an initial snapshot of the defense based on what you've learned all week on the opponent you're playing, and there's clues there as to what's going to happen. You know, are they going to play zone? The techniques of the corner, the depth of the linebackers, you know, people squirming around. So you take a pre-snap look at it, and then through your drop, typically, you sort of confirm it as you know what you're trying to get done, and then you go with the ball accordingly.
So for each team, the clues that you're really looking at are a little bit different. Like,
well,
one team might be a linebacker, one team might be a defensive end.
Yeah, it depends. It depends, again, what you're trying to get done. You know, if we're trying to, and I think all offenses have that, you know, the pre-snap indicators or what you're reading or looking at, you know. We talk first wide vision, making sure our guys are lined up, you know, and then we go first narrow vision, all right, kind of looking in the area where the play is going to go, you know, and then you take it from there, you know. Then you got second wide vision, you know, where, you know, you're looking at all the stuff that kind of comes from your peripheral, you know, all those UFOs that can run into the throwing lane and intercept the ball. And then certainly your second narrow vision is that, okay, it's the game within the game. I want to throw the ball to a receiver. What shoulder am I putting it on? So, you know, we teach our quarterbacks to be able to do those things.
How much are you surprised at all about Sam and how healthy he's been and the progress? I mean, you kind of mentioned it doesn't look like he's really missed a beat.
I'm not. Sam's a very competitive guy. I like to think still waters run deep. You know, he's very calm and still, but the communication that we've had all along is he was making progress, and we feel like that's the case. And, you know, he's been out here, and he really hasn't displayed anything that'll tell us he won't be ready to play. You know, and just so happens we're not going to play him this week.
And next week, I mean, that's going to be
we'll see.
A real...
Still in pencil.
Yes.
Eventually it'll be in pen.
Well, I mean, in terms of... Chip said that he was going to be practicing against the Ravens and playing the game.
You know? Yeah, it's a good opportunity for Sam because it's, you know, different color helmets. You know, you get a different look. And anytime you're behind a group of guys, you'll become more and more comfortable with the guys that are protecting for him. You know, and then you're running routes against different defenders, so you get a little more comfortable with who you're throwing to. And so I think next week's training is going to be really, really – I mean, that's a critical step in his comeback.
Has there been any change mechanically from him coming from those two ACL injuries?
No, I don't think so. I think Sam's a natural thrower. I've said it before. I think he's very accurate with the football. He certainly developed those traits, though. And, you know, because he's naturally accurate, it's all a matter of him getting used to our routes and our timing. You know, that's the other key component is timing and getting the ball off, getting it to the receiver in time so he can do something with it. And so that's where all the training comes in when you get beyond what's natural about his play.
What concerns do you still have about the offensive line? I mean, I know it's a work in progress and everything.
Yeah.
And the guys have been here, but that's still got to be some type of a concern.
We're not concerned. You know, we feel like we've got a really good group. You know, I think what we're just trying to do is take them through the process of getting ready to play that first game. And that's why the preseason games are so critical. You know, we just so happen to be trying to look for that, you know, that guy that's going to play the right guard spot. But until that happens, the other four guys are working together, you know, and and we'll quickly, I'm sure, get to the point where they're all five in there.